Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates eating people? Dead people coming back to life? People turning into weeds, for Christ's sake? I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hello and welcome to BWM Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com. Whenever these go up fucking nowadays. Sorry about that. Shit's just fucked up over here, and it's going to be fucked up over here for a minute. But Sunday nights, 10 Central, we try and keep to that schedule now. So if you want to see it, go to the Facebook or YouTube page, and it'll be up there. And you can also listen, too. If that's a problem, you don't want to keep YouTube running, you can open up like a Chrome browser and then go up to the options on that browser, switch it to desktop site, and then you can fucking turn your screen off on your phone and listen to YouTube. So there's a little helpful fucking hint. Joe, do you have any little helpful fucking hints?
Yeah, you can do what Tom said, or fucking just wait, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, and then go to boygob.com and listen to like 5 episodes all at once. You know, do it that way. Make a day of it, man. That's what I would do.
Because I'm not always going to post when they go up. Sometimes they're just going to fucking go up. So
yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, Joe, so how was your week?
It just flew by, I guess, You know. Just been in the shop, sweating a lot. Luckily, the past couple of days, the temperature dropped a little. So we're in the high 80s, which is fucking great, man. And I think next week we're going to be in the low 90s, which is fucking great. I just got to keep reminding myself, hey, fucking, you live in Texas, man. It hadn't even started yet. You know, when we get into like the 103s, 105s, then it's fucking hot. Just, you know, keep your shit together, Joe. Keep your shit together. You're falling behind, Joe. You can't find fucking 2Xs anywhere in the goddamn nation. And fucking everybody buys 2Xs because they know that. They know, hey, Joe probably can't find these right now. Let me order just that. Like a whole fucking slew of 2Xs. But, yeah, that's it. It's, you know, that's the week.
Did you check the Ura?
Ura, I don't even know what that is.
Fucking urination.
Urination. Yeah, that one flew by me, too. I don't get it.
Okay. Yeah, it's been fucking hot as shit the last 2 days. I've been trying to sculpt a little piece about yay big, maybe an inch or two. And as soon as you get past the roughing it out stage, anything else you're doing, you're just fucking pushing pizza dough. By that time, it's just all melty and shit. I was going to try and fucking do more today because I just took a nap and was like, yeah, when I get up, I'll record this and then go do that again just in wet clay. But I'm probably not. Lori has to go in early and shit's still fucked and going to be fucked for a while. So not going, not just, you know, rolling along here. Fucking on top of everything, like all the stress got to me. Mm-hmm. So something told me, like, man, I should take my blood pressure. And then it was pretty high and it freaked me out. Says, oh, shit. And then my chest started hurting and my arms started going numb on the left side. And then my back started hurting in the same place that my chest was hurting. I was like, yeah, I should go to the emergency room. So I drove myself to the old emergency room and then got out of the car. And I was keeping my arm like this up against my chest with it raised. I figure that's what you do if you think you're having a heart attack. I'm sure somewhere I've heard, hey, keep your arm elevated. So, you know, I did that. And then I walked up to the front and was like, excuse me, I think I'm having a heart attack. And then their eyes just got wide. And I was like, oh, hold on. Someone will be with you in a minute. So then they get me in a room, lift my shirt up, and start putting all these little sticky things all over me, and then stuck me with an IV. And then, like, all these people were just watching monitors and shit. And one of the dudes kept going, and then one by one, all these people started leaving. And the guy's like, oh, you're probably fine, just having a panic attack. And then they fucking left me in there for like an hour. And then a doctor came in and said, oh, yeah, you probably have COVID. Everybody has it. Let's give you a COVID test. So they do that, and then they have me wait there for another hour. Everything comes back negative. And I was just like, okay, so what do I do for the extreme anxiety and depression and whatever shit that made me think I was fucking having a heart attack and had to come? Oh, nothing. Here you go. Bye. Oh, all right. Thank you.
Yep. That's mirrors my experience when I did have COVID. What can I do? Ah, whatever you're doing now. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate going to the doc. I'm not a fan of the whole medical industry. Yeah, that's fucked, man. But, yeah. I don't know. I'd say meditation.
Yeah, I actually tried that.
Yeah.
It does calm you down, but it's just like sleeping. You wake up to the same goddamn nightmare. So it sucks. It's hard to fucking explain it. And I mean, if you and I were talking not in a public forum,
yeah,
I could do it a little more. But it was like a week before all this happened, maybe even a couple days, I could specifically remember being back in the mold shed. Just like, man, Tom, you got to relax. This is probably the best life is going to be right now. So you just gotta take it all in and just not work so much. And then 2 fucking days later or whatever, everything goes to fucking complete shit. And yeah, that one 10-minute period where I was thinking about it was the happiest I'll ever be in my life.
Yeah, taking it in and realizing things are good, it's never a good idea.
Fuck no. Especially when you live on planet Earth, one of the worst places in the fucking galaxy, universe, whatever's bigger. Oh, it's I guess you got to take it every day by day, but holy shit, like my chest pains, I just thought for sure I was having a heart attack with fucking just everything getting to me, because I've had a fucking few panic attacks since this shit started. It's all fucked up.
I'll bet you have, man. Fuck. I mean, how could you not?
Yep. Yeah. Because, you know, you also got to go and do all the things with this person where they have to go and, you know, sign things and talk to people. So, you know, that fucking sucks. But I'm not trying to be like, oh, feel sorry for me or anything. It's just, it's a lot to deal with. And I'm sure even more for them. But,
well, I mean, it's, I take it as you're more preparing people for something they might have to go through down the line. You're letting them know that, hey, this is going to suck and you're going to have to do this. So prepare yourself mentally as much as you can. You can't really, I mean, there's no way to prepare yourself for that, but you're just forewarned, you know, and you're letting people know that this is something you may encounter and have to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is what it is. So, hey, Joe, you ready to have an awesome show?
Fuck yeah, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Woo!
Thank fuck for next week. Because unless just fucking more awfulness, just, it will. More awfulness is just going to shit on my hat. And, yeah. But, hey, next week it should be a good one, Joe. Should be a good one. It won't.
Probably not. So yeah, I watched a movie that I was kind of excited for, you know, kind of like, shit, this looks like it's going to be pretty good. And that was Suicide Squad. Mr. James Gunn switched teams for the DC and directed Suicide Squad, which I guess this is a sequel. They made one before, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, you're talking about the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I suppose.
Suicide Squad's the one that came out a couple years ago.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm talking about the Suicide Squad.
Okay, okay, I know now.
The Harley Quinn back in action movie.
Mm.
Yeah, this did not meet my expectations.
You are a gunman.
I'm a DC Comics fan, you know, and Suicide Squad, when it relaunched, it used to be like kind of a war comic, a weird-ass fucking war comic, and then they relaunched it in the late 90s, maybe, and it was a cool comic, you know, using all these fucking B-grade villains, and they would go on suicide missions, and they were at each other's throats a lot of the time, you know, and it was more like a political spy kind of action thing. And had they kept it like that, that would have made a good movie. But the trend is you got to make these fun and you got to make it where people are quipping at each other all the time. And that's what they did. And he's already done that. He did that in fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. And that worked well. That first movie, I like. The second movie, fuck that. It's more of the same. It's just fucking, it's just 2 hours longer. Yeah, and that's what they did here. They took these, they took another fucking character that is not cute and fucking made him cute, you know, like they did with Groot, you know, which is, Groot's like a fucking asshole in the comics. Not now, not anymore since the success of the movie. King Shark is not a fucking pleasant character, but he is in this. He's a cute, cuddly fucking shark that just says stupid things. And that's what you got to put in all your movies now, all your big fucking sci-fi movies, like the fucking Baby Yoda and all that.
Baby Yoda.
Yoda. Yeah. Like, you need some shit like that to where people can, oh, that's so fucking cute. Okay. All right. Whatever. Whatever the fuck. You got John Cena playing Peacemaker. Idris Elba is playing Bloodshot, Bloodsport, Blood something. I don't remember his name. He was in one issue of Superman that I read back when John Byrne was writing it. And yeah, that was different too. He would pull like weapons from the fucking space zone or some shit so he could build whatever weapon he wanted.
He has magical pockets, I think.
Yeah, something like that. You know, pulls them out of his ass. He's got a magical asshole. Boy, I'll say.
I mean, some classy people would call it a magical pocket, but go ahead, use those words.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they go on a mission. Some fucking the first people in the mission get killed. So, yeah, it's a Suicide Squad. Harley Quinn's in there. So she's doing her same shit. Starro is the main villain, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. It's just a big fucking star.
I thought it was the Mexican guy.
It looks cheesy as shit, Starro. It looks like fucking, like, claymation, but not good, you know?
Remember when the big fat guy was like, we got a kaiju in this shit.
Yes, I remember.
That was awesome, right?
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, his character, real cool. Yeah, like they have a guy like that working for a secret government fucking agency. It's fucking dumb all around. I can see how people are entertained by it. I watched the whole fucking thing. You know, I didn't turn it off and watch it the rest of it later. I don't know. Lisa enjoyed it, but she's got no connection to any of the superhero shit. And maybe that's my problem. Maybe it's like, I know how fucking good this shit can be.
You just care too much.
I do. I can, and that's my problem with life, with everything, is that I've got too big a fucking heart, man. You know, I want people to experience the real deal. See the joy that I experienced when I first cracked open that comic. Ooh, you know, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Because people like that stupid fucking shark. That's all we're going to get. More of the same. More of the fucking same. You ruined everything, Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, I've never read the Suicide Squad comics. Maybe I got an issue if in the last 5 or 6 years Lobo was in one of their restarts or whatever. But I also watched the Suicide Squad, and not a fan of the shark guy, King Shark, or whatever the fuck they were calling him. That was kind of dumb. I thought John Cena was the best thing in the movie. Him and Idris Elba's back and forth was pretty good. Harley Quinn, I didn't like her as much as I did in that Birds of Prey movie.
Yeah,
I think that was a better movie in general.
Definitely.
This was okay. I'll never watch it again. That's for sure. I kind of figured the beginning was going to be what it was. So yeah, it was okay. It's definitely no Teen Titans Go to the Movies, but
which I still haven't seen, but
it was all right.
Yeah. As far as, the live action ones, you're right. The Birds of Prey is the best one. It's the one to watch, you know, and even with all the changes they made in that shit, I was okay with it because it's a fucking good movie, you know.
I guess it is a good movie. I would say, I don't know if I'd go that far, but no, it was all right.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's great. You know, it's got some scenes that I think are great, but overall it's a good movie. This the Suicide Squad, I don't feel is a good movie. So yeah, I'm going to nitpick, you know, I'm going to get madder and madder the more fucking people praise it and say, yeah, this is what DC needed to be doing all along. Fuck you.
I mean, it was pretty good for an HBO Max release.
And I should have known that fucking HBO Max. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking disappointed just fucking every time, the sons of bitches.
I still think King Kong I think this one's Godzilla versus Kong. I still think that one's better, but only because I like those characters more. And that shit in the hallway when Harley Quinn was having all those flowers pop up behind her. One, that looked like shit, just a green screen replacement and shit. That didn't look good, but that just felt out of place. Like they were trying to do something from Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
And they just kind of threw it in there.
Yeah, it didn't work at all. It was real stupid. It was like, you fucked up, James Gunn. You fucked up. Yeah, you learned at Troma, you fucking forgot.
Well, at least he showed Marvel.
Yeah, he showed them. Mm-hmm. And it underperformed, I guess, at the box office, but who gives a fuck? Does that mean anything anymore?
Like, I mean,
when they're showing it in like 8 theaters nationwide, who fucking knows?
Yeah, I could see this one getting a cult following for whatever that's worth, but that's about it. I mean, there was a lot of gore in it, but after, like, I don't know, the second, third gore thing, it's just like, oh, all right, I'm kind of used to it now. That's what this is going to be.
Yeah, if you're going to have a bunch of heads exploding in your opening scene, then
you playing good. The recorder? Or
yes. Okay. That's my little Casio, my little
hot cross buns, hot cross buns.
It's the fucking washer sings the song when it's done, or the dryer.
Oh, that's nice of it.
Yeah.
Your clothes are done.
Hey, it's a happy day when your clothes are fucking nice and warm. It's
never going to be a happy day, Joe.
But yeah, that was my, I guess, big movie that I watched this week. Well, it's one of two movies that I three movies that I watched this week.
So what else did you watch?
I went to a concert last night. Took Dutch to his first concert. So took him to see Goat Whore, the metal band, because he's into K-pop. I figured, hey, Goat Whore, you'll fucking dig that. Hey, quiet. Damn kids. And shit, it's probably the first concert I've been to in quite a while, a year and a half. When did they shut everything down? 2 years ago? Who knows?
In the before time.
Yeah. It was a good time. They put on a good show. They put on a good show. There was three other bands before them. The first opening band was real good. The second band I didn't like. I think they were from Houston. I don't know. The third band was good, but I can't see myself ever really listening to them. And Goat Whore, they've been doing it for a while, so they're real polished. It was a good show. Dutch enjoyed himself. He had a good time. And yeah. And I had a good time. And it's good to be rocking out again, Tom. Fuck yeah. Throwing the horns, you know, lifting your fist, you know, drinking beer in moderation because you have to drive the boy home, you know. So, yeah, got out and did that.
Yeah, well, next week I'm going to go see Bitch Cow. So that should be fun.
Yeah. They're out of Waco, I think.
No, are they?
Yeah.
Waco, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, what kind of music is this, Joe?
It's what do we call it?
Black edgy metal, teenager metal. Music.
You know, it's the fucking growls that I can't do. You know, it's
that's unfortunate. Yeah,
you know, just like a lot of Satan infused stuff. You know, anti government, anti religion type music.
Okay.
Yeah. And then today, well, last night when I got home, I started watching Blood Gnome.
Gnomes.
Blood. Well, the movie's called Blood Gnome.
Is it?
So I thought there was only going to be one.
No, there's a few. Oh, shit. It's a triple movie pack.
That's right.
Oh, shit. Satan's Little Helper sucks. Kyle had me watch that when you had the coronavirus.
That's a good movie.
No, it's not.
But Blood Gnome, only one of them, is a very, very low budget movie. And it's got some gnomes, but they're like I don't know, action figures, maybe puppets, like real stiff puppets that people are moving with like dip wires or whatever.
They think they're midget twins.
They're not midgets.
What the fuck am I thinking of?
You're thinking of the seed people.
No, maybe hemoglobin?
Hemoglobin?
Hemoglobin.
Oh, I hadn't seen this one. But in this one, Blood Gnome. The Blood Gnomes are killing people in the BDSM community because one of the mistresses has, I don't know, a gnome type thing. Yeah, those are them. Yeah. There's nobody in them. They don't move. He's just
no,
like
they
that.
Don't.
So, and at times they throw them at the characters. You know, they're it's a fucking weird, shitty movie, but I watched the whole thing. She's using the placenta of the newborn blood gnomes to make a new drug to put out on the street. But that plot line doesn't seem to go anywhere after a while. you got Julie Strain walk in at the end at a big BDSM whatever party, and she's just there shaking her tits around and fucking looking horrible. At least I think so. It's just not good, man. It's not good. Is that from this? I don't know.
That's from Hemoglobin, aka okay. Bleeders. That's what I was thinking of. But Bleeders. I have seen fucking Blood Gnomes or Blood Gnome too. It's like shot real bad. Like it looks real cheap, right?
Really awful. And the guy that's the lead, he's just like, he's wearing fucking lifts. He's wearing the Frankenstein shoes so he can be taller than he really is, because there's one shot where they show his shoes. It's like, holy fuck, this guy's trying to get an inch and a half on everybody.
Did he have goldfish in the heels?
No, he didn't. He should have, though. That would have made him a pimp. He would have been real big among the BDSM community. He meets another mistress that's helping him solve the case. Even though he's not a detective, he's just a fucking photographer. And they get romantically involved. So that's his weakness. You know, it's like they're going to put the blood gnomes that only he can see because he ate some blood gnome blood and now he can see them. Otherwise, you know, like us, the audience, sometimes they show us where they are. You know, they'll just show the little fucking doll, move it around. You know, it's behind a couch or something. And other times they'll have this weird like CGI ghost image of them that you see, and like, oh fuck, man, there's a blood gnome right there. It's right by that girl. And then boom, they show it for real. And then boom, it's the ghost image. And then boom.
And then they show it for real.
Yeah. And then they show like a cut, like right across this thing where like that's supposed to be the claw marks from the blood gnome. And yeah, those blood gnomes, they don't take no shit. And they're smart.
I always love in movies where they show those fucking bleedingless cuts, which red marks, throw a little brown in the middle. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, speaking of blood sport, that's a big thing in this movie because it's a BDSM deal where like drawing blood and like fucking playing with each other's blood is a thing.
Playing with each other's blood.
I don't know, you know, whatever gets your rocks off, man. Different strokes and all that. But there's scenes where like they're cutting people, you know, cutting with quotation marks. But, you know, it's like a fucking marker that they're using or something that's going to fucking put blood on them. They're not cutting shit. It's, you know.
Quality. I understand.
They should have spent that $500 on more special effects instead of fucking Julie Strain. You know, might have made for a better movie. Just get any other slag off the street. But then you can't say, hey, Julie Strain was in this. And the porcelain twins or whoever the fuck they are. I don't know.
Ass fuck twins. They call them that because they get fucked in their ass all the time.
Yeah, that probably would have been a bigger draw, you know, than whoever these whores were. I don't know. It's a movie. I watched it. That's all I can say.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, if you want to buy it, this set does not have Satan's Little Helper, but it has Spliced and Blood Gnome. I'll probably sell this for $250
because it's missing a disc.
Yeah. Missing this. I'll scratch that part out, you know, just the whole, I'll fucking marker that.
Just put the half a poster for Missing in Action over it. Parentheses, this isn't in there either, you fuck.
Get it. Yeah, but that's all I watched, Tom.
Well, speaking of canon films, I watched the Charles Bronson not-so-classic Messenger of Death. You've seen it? You've heard of it?
What's the plot on this one?
He's a newspaper reporter, and a guy's going around killing Mormon families. Or I guess it's a couple of guys. It's one weird-looking feller, and then the bad guy from 10 to Midnight without his whack-off machine.
I have not seen this one.
It starts out, these two guys pull up in a truck to a house. There's like 8 kids outside because they're Mormon and 3 women inside. So they all go inside, and then the guy just guns them all down. And It turns out it's over a land deal. The water company's trying to get all this land because there's a river there. And it's pretty boring. Not much happens. And yeah, it'll be in the for sale bin, but it came in a black case. So I'm going to switch it out for a regular Blu-ray case.
Wait, somebody put this out on Blu-ray?
Yeah, 88 Films, the fine UK company.
Because this is a movie that I see constantly on VHS. Like, you can go to any Half-Price Books and you'll see it on VHS. Like, this is not one of the
better
yeah, Charles Bronson movies. This is one of the ones that, like, eh, people didn't give a fuck anymore. He didn't give a fuck anymore.
No, he was definitely just there to get the check.
And he's what? He's not a vigilante in this one, you're saying. He's J. Jonah Jameson?
Yeah, he's just trying to get the story or find out who's doing this shit, I guess. Turns out it was his buddy, I think. I don't know. Halfway through. I watched it all the way through, and about halfway through, I just really stopped giving a fuck because it's pretty boring. Yeah. So I could go watch My Five Wives with Rodney Dangerfield instead if you want some if you want a Mormon movie. And then finally, yes, last but not least, I watched Hardcore starring George C. Scott and Puchinsky.
You mentioned this last week, but I forgot who put this out.
Indicator, another UK company. So if you don't have a Region B player,
oh,
it might be Region Free. I don't remember. But yeah. So in this one, George C. Scott plays a religious owner of a celery plant, and his daughter, who looks like a drug addicted prostitute, moves out to California to become a drug addicted prostitute. She doesn't really move out. She just kind of leaves without telling anybody because she's a fucking bitch. Like, at least she could have said, "Daddy, I'm going to California to do smack and take wieners." So at least, I mean, they would have known. But no, this fucking girl is just a piece of shit from the get-go. So this whole movie is about a dad hurting, trying to fucking find his daughter who he thinks might be in trouble and shit. And the whole while, she was just a fucking bad person the whole time. And all she had to do is just say, "I don't like it here anymore. I'm going to live a different lifestyle. Goodbye." And still, she makes everybody worry. And it was all right. The casting scene was pretty funny. I posted that on the Facebook page. I had a good, there were some good laughs in there. I don't know what I was expecting. Just maybe a little more.
I haven't seen this movie in many, many, many years, but I remember liking it when I saw it way back. But, yeah, I do like where he goes in to meet with the fucking producers, filmmakers, pimps, whatever they fucking are, and he's dressed like a pimp. You know, he's got this like fucking tiger suit on or some shit.
Yeah, prostitute says, "You gotta quit looking so stuffy and just fucking dress like a fucking man whore," I guess.
He fucking dresses like Kraven the Hunter to go meet with them.
Then in the casting room, he's wearing like a fucking WAP wig and a fake mustache, so it looks like he should might be mopping a pizzeria somewhere.
Walks in with a bag of Olive Garden.
Hey, family. But it's worth a watch for sure. I was just expecting a little more. I don't know why.
It's not streaming anywhere because I looked. I checked.
Well, you can pay for it. It's on Amazon if you want to spend a couple of bucks.
I ain't spending a couple of bucks.
Okay. I mean, if you like the movie, I'd say get the Blu-ray, but there wasn't enough special features or anything on there to warrant me just going and buying it blindly. So, I mean, if I see it somewhere for maybe $10 or something, I might, depending on the situation. But
yeah,
it was all right. Definitely worth a watch. But I think he was better in The Exorcist 3. But it was okay. I don't know. I was just maybe expecting more. I'll probably watch it again.
You should.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're fucking done with this Hellraiser shit.
This is it. The last one, Tom. The last one in the series. And this was called Judgment.
Is it? I thought it was called Legacy.
Was it?
I don't know. I fucking listed it in the description as Legacy. I think I don't give a fuck.
No, this one I think is Judgment.
Fuck it. I don't care.
What was the last one?
Bullshit.
Revelations. Okay, the thing with the last one, of course, like I said, like every time Pinhead came on the screen, he fucking took me out of it, you know? Other than that, they were just doing shit that had been done before. You know, like, oh, you need to fucking kill somebody or bring somebody so I can kill them and take their skin and, you know, just that stupid shit. So that movie fucking sucked. This one, it's not good, but at least they're trying something different. You know, they're trying to expand the Hellraiser, whatever. You know, it's like
Hellraiser tax season.
Yeah. So, at the beginning, a guy, I guess a pedophile, he's taken into some fucking Hellraiser house where they
supposed to be the house from the first one.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like that. Looked like a town. This looks like a farm home.
They didn't have a lot of money at all.
Right. And they take his confession, is what they do. The auditor takes his confession, and then that confession is, I don't know, made into some kind of serum, and it's passed on to the big titty judges, and they drink it.
No, wasn't there a dude who eats it?
Well, then, yeah, they put it onto a paper or something, and that guy eats it.
But who not just any guy.
Order? Yeah.
He's the guy who made the Feast movies.
Then they fucking strap you down and put you on this table, and the guy from Hellboy, the clockwork guy that you spin around, he has the knives and shit. He comes out and he cuts you up, and all the blood flows through these fucking tubes that the big titty judges drink. And yeah, that's the opening sequence, which is like 15 minutes long. You know, but don't worry, because we're going to see that whole fucking sequence again later on in the movie, if that wasn't enough for you. Then it turns into a detective story. Where,
well, it is a Hellraiser movie, after
right,
all.
Yeah. So it turns into a couple of cops that are after the serial killers that's been killing people after the, I don't know, seven deadly sins or some shit, maybe. Or the Ten Commandments. Who fucking knows? They're partnered up with some other chick, and that's all I fucking remember. You know, the cop is like having flashbacks to whatever fucking war he was in, and
World War II.
Yeah, World War II, and then he's taken to that house, and they do the same shit with him, but he busts free somehow, and then the other cop was fucking his wife, and he's the killer the whole time along. Yeah.
Then an angel comes down.
That's right. Fuck yeah, you're right. There's an angel that comes in and tells Pinhead, you can't do what I tell you not to do because God, you know, because God.
Pinhead. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
That's right. So they do that whole, like, hooks through the face thing again with the angel and boom, pull her head apart just like they do in every other Pinhead movie.
And then the auditors, they're like, oh my, what did you do that for? You know they're going to be angry.
And, you know, that's another thing, is they made the auditor a German, which, like, come on, man. I mean, Germans are cool. What have they ever done wrong? You know, that's like a, I just felt bad for the German peoples at that point.
I So what did you think about them bringing the quote-unquote light element into this movie, since they've never done that before?
I thought that was kind of stupid. I didn't give a fuck. You know, I didn't think this movie was all that bad. I thought it was definitely an improvement over the last. At least Pinhead looked good this time. You know, different guy. Still not Douglas Bradley, but much, much bigger improvement than that other fucking wide-eyed fat fuck that was in Revelations. I don't know. It was flawed as fuck. Yeah, that whole heaven thing and this whole convoluted story with the cop was dumb, but like the shit that they were trying to add, I thought added a good element, and I think they did what they could, you know, with the money they had. Because most of those people that came out, the makeups or whatever, that looked all right.
Yeah, the guy who's been doing the special makeup effects since I think part 3 directed this one. I think he directed the last one too, to be honest with you, though, Joe.
Shit, I hope not. I mean, but fuck, what do I care? I'm done. You know, I watched them all. Don't have to watch another one until the HBO Max series comes out.
See, I didn't rewatch this one. I watched it when it first got released. I think it was direct to Netflix. I remember thinking it was all right. I'm sure if I went back to rewatch it compared to all the other ones, it's probably in the top 3.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
But
this is the first time I've watched it. I didn't watch it when it came out on Netflix.
Sorry.
And I kept on confusing this one, I guess, for years in my head with the one I'd already seen, the Mexico one.
Gotcha. So I would say, hey, Joe, why don't you rank the Hellraiser series? But, I mean, I don't really give a fuck. They're all pretty terrible. The guy with the CD in his head's pretty funny for how much it sucks. And the first one's all right, but other than that, they can all fucking go jump in a lake.
Yeah, the third one, right?
With the CD in his head.
Yeah, that one's fucking funny. You know, so I'll watch that again at some point. I kept Inferno in the collection, so I'm good with that one. But yeah, a lot of them.
Well, you kept it in the collection, but be honest with not only us, but yourself. Are you going to fucking rewatch that ever again?
I don't know. I'll probably be dead by the time it comes around in the cycle of like, hey, I need to watch this again. I got too many things that I haven't watched.
Throw it in the box. Throw it in the box.
I need to put some shit in the box that's going to sell.
It'll sell. It's a Hellraiser movie.
That's true. That's
so we'll be like, oh, I don't have this one yet. And be like, ha, there's a reason. Thank you for the
$5. $5, please.
Mm-hmm. You got it. But yeah, I started this out thinking life was okay. And boy, is it not. But I also started this out not liking the Hellraiser series at all. And now I'm thinking might be worse than the Nightmare on Elm Street series.
I don't know. And hopefully we're not going to find out, because I don't want to watch those.
I fucking already did them all on one of the earlier ones. So I'm not fucking going back and watching those again.
Well, I've been going back and watching the Halloweens, and I am not impressed with that shit. I was going to watch H2O this week, but it's not streaming anywhere, and I don't give a fuck. So
I think that one's all right. A lot of people don't like it, though. It's got your boy Josh Hartnett in it.
That fuck. Oh, yeah.
So next week, Joe, do you have a series that we're going to start?
Well, I thought you...
It doesn't matter, Joe, because next week is the third anal Jean-Claude Van Damme-a-thon. I hope you're ready, Joe.
I am. I looked to see what was ready today, so I've got three.
There's a new one that just came out on Netflix.
What's it called?
I don't know.
I
I'm sure it's on their fucking main page. No. Like, please watch this new JCVD movie, you fucking dick.
It's a good title. I don't know. It's kind of like that Jackie Chan movie, Who Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a sequel. Well, it's a sequel prequel. You know how they do those things.
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah,
it's a soft reboot. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, in Amazing Spider-Man 76, Spider-Man fights the lizard again, but then the Human Torch shows up. See you in the next issue.
That's pretty much it. That's all that happens. That's all that happens. It's a book-long fight.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, we do check in with Harry Osborn. Yes, he's still got that mustache.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it.
Yep. See you at issue 77.
I think the torch is going to be in that one.
Me too. So is this going to be one of our worst lists ever?
This was a hard list to do. I just threw shit on here after a while.
Yep.
Movies about the internet. You'd think there'd be more. But there's not.
No, not really.
But I've got some honorable mentions. Got War Games, because it's a movie about the internets. Maybe the first one I saw about the internets. Who fucking knows? Then I got Cam, which was a Netflix original about a cam girl who gets replaced by another cam girl that looks just like her. Then I have Pulse, a Japanese horror movie that I own but don't remember a fucking thing about. But it's about the internet. Honorable mention. Then I got The Matrix, which is an allegory about us being on the internet all the time and not being able to diversify what's real and what's bullshit. Then I have Superman 3, because Richard Pryor uses the internet to hack into some banking system and makes himself rich. And those are my honorable mentions, Tom. Hmm.
Well, I have some mentions, Joe. These are just movies I've seen that have to do with the internet. I don't really like them or anything. But
well, I didn't say I liked these.
I have Feels Good Man, the PayPay documentary that I didn't care for.
Is the one with the frog on the cover?
It is. And then I have Fear.com. Saw that piece of shit opening weekend in theaters. And then I have Strangeland, what we should probably... Have you ever seen it, the Dee Snider movie?
Never seen it. Real big piece
of shit. We should watch that sometime.
Sounds good.
Nah, it doesn't.
Feels good.
Man. Then I have The Matrix because it's an allegory for the internet or whatever you said. I've seen that one. Don't really give a fuck. I just wrote this down too and I can't read it. It looks like it says hams, but it doesn't, so fuck it.
I think you're just hungry.
No.
You wanted some hams.
I just probably didn't give a fuck. Hawks? Ham? I don't know.
Ham Hawks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 10.
At number 10, I have Gringo, the John McAfee story. This movie doesn't have much to do about the internet, but he made all that virus protection software, and that's how he got rich and became embroiled in all this shit.
Oh, it's me now.
Yeah.
Sour Meat? What?
You were fucking thinking about eating.
Swearnet.
Swearnet.
The not the Trailer Park Boys movie.
It's been on to watch list Netflix for 8 years maybe now.
Yeah, it's not great, but I've seen it, and it's about the internet, I guess. So, or a network. Hmm. One of the IMDb lists listed as an internet movie, so.
There you go.
Number 9.
The Social Network, the movie about Facebook. It's a movie about Facebook.
My number 9 is a movie I call American Nightmares, because they're on the internet telling stories.
That's right, they are. Fuck, I forgot that framing sequence.
It's all right. That Michelle Nichols is just sitting there.
Just sitting there nodding. Dumb bitch.
No, I think she has medical problems, Joe.
Maybe. Still working, that's good.
Yeah, unfortunately, she has to pay those bills, I guess. Yeah. World's a terrible place. Number 8.
Euro trip. Because the guy's going to meet somebody that he met online.
If I remembered that movie at all, I probably would have put it on this list, but I didn't, so fuck it. I put You've Got Mail because my mom liked that movie. I'm sure I've seen it at some point.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a dog in it.
I don't know.
There is.
Fucking dog in a lot of movies, Joe. Ebb's great list.
And number 7, I have Napoleon Dynamite because his brother is online meeting a girl.
Yeah, I forgot what class. It was some bullshit class in college that they had to have us take so the program would qualify you for a degree. I think it was psychology. This fucking teacher put on Napoleon Dynamite and I walked right the fuck out. Not gonna watch that shit. Fuck you. I went home and sculpted. No, not home, but back to the fucking dorms and sculpted. Fucking ridiculous. Number 7.
It's movie day in college. Yeah,
fuck that. They like put on Lord of the Rings in that class too. Walked right the fuck out. Number 7, the classic tale of an internet predator hunting a young boy, but this young boy turns the tables on the internet predator and gives him a 1-4, and that is Hard Candy.
Yeah. At number 6, I have the anime classic Perfect Blue, about a fat dude using the internet to stalk his favorite celebrity. Perfect Blue. See, Chris, we do talk anime on this show.
My number 6 is a movie you'll get to. I didn't much care for it, but it has to do with the internet. And that's Halloween Resurrection, where they do a live web show from the old Myers house.
I haven't seen that
one. Oh, shit. It's like a ghost hunting TV show, but it's on the internet. Busta Rhymes and I think Tyra Banks is in it. It's good.
At number 5, I have the girl with the dragon tattoo, because she's a hacker. This girl with the dragon tattoo, she's
a hacker. Oh, shit. That probably says hackers. Not hams. Yeah, that's probably what it was. Hack the planet, dog, right?
Yes. Fucking and I'm talking about whichever country this movie's originally from, because that's the only one I've seen. I haven't seen the American or British remake or whatever the fuck that was.
I think it's from Turkey.
Turkey, yeah, there you go.
Sorry,
hey, you got food on the brain.
Number 5, I have Ready Player One, because it has Mortal Kombat characters in it.
Which you can play online.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's about the internet and shit. I don't know, Joe. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah. And number 4, I have the one about the boy that is being to catch a predatored by an older gentleman. And this is Hard Candy.
Starring Sir Elliot Page.
Elliot.
From E.T.
E.T., yes.
My number four is eighth grade, because the little eighth grade girl does YouTube shows like we're doing now, but gets much more views.
People watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking prick, bitch. Sons of- Number three.
At number three, I have Megan is missing. This is about a girl named Megan. She's missing, and her friend is trying to find her. And, yeah, it's not a good thing that happens to Megan.
You know who should be slapped in the fucking cocksuckers? People who say Megan.
Megan? Yeah. I've never heard anybody say that.
I've heard a few people say it, and it's fucking upsetting every time.
That's fucking dumb.
Yeah, it is.
It's like number President Reagan or something, you know?
Oh, shit. Mother sucks cocks in hell. Mm. God damn. And then I have The Hunt. This came out a year or two ago. It's pretty good if you haven't seen
it. Streaming now, so yeah. I may watch it once soon.
Yeah, you'll like it, or you won't.
Who knows?
Number two.
At number two, I have Office Space. Because, like my honorable mention, Superman 3, they use the exact same scheme that Richard Pryor does to make themselves rich.
I have Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Because the internet.
That's right. Yeah. They make a post.
Mm-hmm. Number one, Joe.
My number one movie is The Den.
It's about the Digital Entertainment Network. Joe's a fucking creep. If you don't know about the Digital Entertainment Network, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. This is a movie about a girl that's just getting fucked with online through her little camera that we're using now on our computers. You know, it's just they're fucking spying on her. Then they start to break into her house, do shit, and eventually just fuck her up. And then it's like an online community watching this shit happen, not just to her, but to a bunch of people. And it's a pretty good movie about the internets and the dangers of the internets. Cover that camera up when not in use, people. Cover it up. Mm. Somebody's watching. Did you ever feel like somebody's watching me?
I always feel like. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, my number one would have been Office Space if that had fucking anything to do with the internet and not fucking accounting software.
They're hacking into the whole fucking system.
No, it's a software thing.
Well, what do you do with software? You put it into the fucking
system. Yeah, but they're not on the internet. It's just on their network.
How do you think they fucking get the money transferred?
Well, they do banking and stuff in the
online banking.
No, they didn't have online banking. In Tel Aviv,
what the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, I understand it would have been number one, but it doesn't have anything to do with the internet. But that's okay. This list sucked anyways, Joe. I understand. So I have Machete because, you know, they have their group called The Network. And that always reminds me of the internet. And I'm sure they're using the internet in their garage headquarters or something.
They're using software. They're not using the internet.
Well, hopefully next week we'll have a much better list because in honor of the Jean-Claude Van Damme-a-thon, we're going to do our top 10 movies where people get hit in the groin. So tune in for that. Doesn't necessarily have to be a split punch to the balls, but hopefully we'll get a couple of those on there.
Okay, bunch of baseball movies then.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, my groin. So, yeah, if you want to head over to dwnproductions.net and pick something up, do it. I don't say that often. But I could use some money, so head on over to dwnproductions.net, pick something up. If you order something when you hear this, or if you do in the next day or two. I can probably get it made next week, so you wouldn't be waiting too long. I just have a couple things to finish this week, and depending how shitty things go, I'll just go to DWN Productions and send me some money, because I don't see a fucking dime off these shirts Joe sells. But I thank you guys for buying the DWN shirts. I do see you wearing them. Just know, he's never given me a fucking dime.
BassCustomShirts.com. Go over there. If you're a size 2X, you're fucked. Who knows when that order will ship. I would wait. If you're a size 2X, just fucking wait. And like Tom might have like some still from the shirts that I've given him to sell at conventions or something. But who knows? He might not, you know? Who fucking knows?
I got to send them back to Joe when I'm done taking a razor blade to the ink. Chop it like your garlic, you fat-titted idiot. I got to reprint these shirts. But that's okay. That's just how it goes. So, yeah, go there, dwnproductions.net. Listen to it if you're watching it. If you're listening to it and you want to watch it, go to the podcast Facebook page or Fancy Dan on YouTube, and then you can watch that shit Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Central. Well, I mean, the parade of misery will continue. But as long as we stay steady, hopefully next week will be a fun one. I did a little pre-damming, and Jean-Claude did show up on WCW Nitro. But it is not worth watching. So find out why next week, everybody. Hey, hopefully you're doing as well as you can and all that good shit. Boy, God.